Is it fun playing back in L.A. when you grew up down there?
Yeah, I mean, I was more San Diego area, so it wasn't like that much of home, but I had a lot of family there, so it was cool. You know, I got to get the nice California weather and everything, so.
How would you sum up your experience so far at BYU?
You know, football has a lot of ups and downs, but for the most part, you know, since I've been healthy and stuff, I had a great time. You know, I love my life out here. Got a lot of good friends, too, and football's been amazing. We've had some pretty good experiences so far.
You were highly recruited out of JC, and you know, you obviously chose BYU. Is this kind of what you envisioned happening? Has it kind of gone according to...
Yeah, well, I never thought I was going to get hurt and have to redshirt. I mean, that definitely wasn't part of the plan. But, you know, other than that, everything's been awesome. You know, I've had a great time here. This team looks really good, too. There's not many other teams that are as connected as this one is, so I definitely love it.
How's your relationship with Tanner?
I actually got pretty close with Tanner as soon as he came back because, you know, I knew he was going to be my quarterback at least for next year. You know, I didn't expect it to happen this season, but, you know, guys go down and other guys come up and step up, so I definitely have a good relationship with him. I think the rest of the receiver core does as well.
How would you assess his play?
He's done amazing. To come in like that as a freshman right off a mission and play quarterback in the way that he has, I definitely think he's done some incredible things. I mean, you guys have all seen it.
When you're out there running a route, each quarterback has their own tendencies. What do you see from him? What do you have to be ready for?
He likes to throw the ball clearly. You know, he can run it too, but he's mainly a passer. So, you know, as you guys have seen, sometimes he'll do a little scrambling, and you just got to keep moving because expect the ball is going to get launched out there. So he's definitely a great quarterback.
When you were being recruited, did you see the tweet from Wes Welker? And what was your reaction to that?
Yeah, I definitely saw that. you know, even though he was kind of bashing on the BYU, it was still really cool just because, you know, a guy like Wes Welker, someone who, you know, every receiver pretty much has looked up to, just to see that he knows who I am and that he, you know, somewhat admired my game, I guess. You know, it was actually pretty humbling. So, you know, but then I had BYU's back, so that was a good part.
Bottom line, why did you choose BYU?
Honestly, they just did a really good job of recruiting me. I came out here, I really liked it. I got along with a lot of the players. I just meshed well. It seemed like the right place to come. You know, I only had 2 years, so I figured it'd be a place where it seemed like a good opportunity for me to try coming in and get some playing time. So.
What's your relationship with Mitch Matthews? I know there's a lot of talk about the Twin Towers and whatnot. Seems like you guys get along pretty well.
Yeah, Mitch is my roommate, so I'm with him 24/7. I have been for the last 2 years. So, yeah, he's like my best friend out here.
What's your favorite thing to do? What do you guys do, video games or what do you
do? He's not much of a gamer. whenever we compete, it just ends up getting pretty aggressive. It could be anything from foosball to volleyball to spike ball. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that. So we just like to compete, I guess.
Can you dunk as well as him?
I have some tricks in my sleeve, but he's a pretty good dunker. He's practiced that for a long time, and he has some bounce, so he's pretty talented at that.
You just play one-on-one in hoop at all?
We kind of have before. He's a really good basketball player, actually. I don't know if people knew that. He's more of a shooting guard. I like to go in the post, so that just shows you the difference in our game.
What do you see from Michigan's defense as far as how the secondary plays?
Yeah, we haven't gotten a chance yet to watch too much film. We'll do that all this week. But, you know, I've watched them on TV. I know they got a lot of big guys out there at corner. They play a lot of press and they're aggressive. So it'll be a good game for sure. It'll be fun.
Do you happen to watch the Utah-Michigan game at all?
I watched that. And then they played somebody else. I was watching it, too. Yeah, they look like they've cleaned up a lot since the Utah game, too. Their offense at least seems like they've been playing a lot better. But they, like I was saying, they got a lot of talented guys out there.